The message is like a well. The city may come and go, but the sweet water remains. However, it needs someone to know its whereabouts. These are the messengers, and Muhammad is the last of them. Peace and blessings be upon him.
Messenger of mercy.
The exemplar of fitra for modern man, Ibrahim, peace and blessings be upon both of them, emerged in the cradle of civilization in Iraq, where man first began to live in cities in relation to an agrarian hinterland and an outlying wilderness. They are therefore three zones of naturalness to which mankind needs to be connected to fully develop his potential: the city, the countryside, and the wilderness. This is particularly important for young people growing up, and a program of activities can be developed to explore the three zones shaped by the unfolding education process indicated by the words of the Messenger of Mercy, peace and blessings be upon him. Play with them for seven, teach them for seven, and keep company with them for seven. Each succeeding phase must build upon the previous one and preserve its essence. So the joy of playfulness, the discipline of schooling, and the courtesy of companionship subsist into well-rounded adulthood. An important aspect of schooling is not only acquiring the basic educational tools of reading, writing, and arithmetic, but also the physical skills of archery, horse riding, swimming, and wrestling. Activities in the city connect the young person to the three core aspects of the traditional city: the mosque, the market, and the seat of authority, the castle. Activities in the countryside connect the young person in a direct way to the plants and the animals that he eats and expose him to an informed understanding of issues of ecology and sustainability. The wilderness is approached in two ways: as an empty space and as a space to be crossed. As an empty space, the wilderness provides a clearing that highlights issues of personal challenge, teamwork, and leadership. As a space to cross, the wilderness brings the young people into contact with the traditional means of crossing it, on foot, by horse, or by boat.
Messenger of Mercy.